In Matthew's gospel and in Mark's gospel, Jesus tells a very simple parable, and it's the parable of the mustard seed, which he says is the smallest of all seeds, but when it's planted into the ground, it grows and becomes the largest of shrubs so that all of the birds of the air can come and make their nests in its branches. And of course, this is a very simple parable that teaches us something about the nature of God's kingdom. It tells us something about the nature of the church. That the church started out very small, and it grew larger and larger and larger so that all of the different birds could come and dwell in its branches. And this is a very important thing for us to understand because Jesus anticipated and saw what the church would ultimately become. There's another thing that this particular parable teaches us. It's something about the nature of the church. The church is dynamic and it is organic. By being dynamic, it means it's something that is vital and it is organic, meaning that it continues to grow. But because of that reality, because it is dynamic, because it is organic, it also has the tendency to become sick. And with any living organism, especially the more complicated that organism is, the more types of illness and sickness that it can experience. And so when we think about the nature of the church, we need to understand this reality. That because the church is dynamic, because it is organic, because it is something that is continually growing, there are times when the church has experienced types of disease that we could call corruption, where it's aligned itself with political and economic powers that have not at all been in keeping with the will of Jesus. Of course, there have been those times when priests have not embodied what it means to be a true father in God. And as a result of this, many people have suffered profoundly from such pastoral malpractice and abuse and have understandably written the church off, concluding that it cannot be of Jesus because it's so sick and at times even evil. However, when we understand that the church is a living organism and that it's incredibly complex and multifaceted, there's another way in which we can approach those times when we have seen that the church has been so sick. And that's where this evening's gospel from John 15 is so instructive. Let's think about this for a moment. Jesus now says, "I am the vine and you are the branches." In John's gospel, there are seven I am statements that Jesus uses. This is the last of the seven. In the Old Testament, Israel was understood to be the vine and the Father was the vine dresser. Now Jesus changes that. It's no longer Israel who is the vine. Jesus says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." And then he goes on to say, "Any branch that does not bear fruit, the Father cuts off, so that the vine and its branches can become more and more fruitful." And so when we understand this image of Jesus saying, "I am the vine and you are the branches," he is saying, "I am the new Israel. I am the vine, you are the branches. Together we make up the church." And how is it that as the church, this living organism, we can remain vital, we can remain alive and truly fruitful? It's instructive that eight times in those verses that I read this evening, Jesus says, "Abide, abide." That is to dwell in him. One of the key themes of John's gospel is this whole idea of God coming amongst us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And when we understand what it is to abide in Jesus, we will have that kind of living relationship so that we can be a people who truly are both fruitful, dynamic, and growing. Let me just read this part of this evening's gospel again. "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. And then he goes on to say, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now let's just take this to a point of application. Why did God call Israel to be the vine? Well, what is it that vines produce? Grapes. And what do grapes then produce? Wine. In the Old Testament, wine is symbolic of the vitality, the generosity, the goodness, the exuberance of God. The church, connected to Jesus who is the vine, is to extend that grace, that exuberance, that generosity in how we live our lives. But that can only happen as we abide in Jesus. And so for us as Catholic Christians, here's the reality. As we come to the sacrament of the Eucharist, where we receive the one who is the true vine in the sacrament of his body and blood, we are truly abiding in Jesus, so that in turn, as we receive his life into our lives, we are a changed people. We are a people who are growing in exuberance, growing in grace, growing in generosity, growing in the kind of goodness that Jesus says he will always respond to. Listen to how our gospel for this evening ends. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And of course, that has to be in relation to what it means to be in Christ, to wish for what he desires, to be a people of God, a people of the gospel, a people of true generosity. To be the church is very difficult because we are a living organism. And because we are alive, we can become sick, but we can also become more and more healthy. As we understand how in the Eucharist we abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, we can become ever more the kind of fruitful people that he desires us to be. May we this night take to heart our Lord's call to abide in him.